Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, we're going to talk about a little bit further in the new book that I just released in 2022, actually. It's not new, but again, proud to say the visionary brand, the success formula behind the world's most visionary brands, is an Amazon bestseller. Thank you for that. Very much appreciated. And then also in 2022, received the Reader's Favorite Award winner for Best Nonfiction Marketing Book. So again, we're going to talk a little bit further on the visionary brand to give you some insight into kind of some of the points as I was looking to write the visionary brand. I've been talking about it for many months now, and really what the intent is to kind of give you a feeling as I looked at these areas of successful visionary brands. Again, I didn't find one brand that had all of these elements, this formula, I call it the success formula. But I did find a lot of brands that were close. And one area that I find in, whether it's with Liquid Mind or brands that I've been with over the years, Oakley, Adidas, TaylorMade, Nike, whatever it is, what I found an area that was often overlooked with brands was the culture. I talked about it in the last podcast that we had done, and I wanted to talk a little bit further, but this time in regards to leadership. Often people look at me and we talk about in the presentation culture, and I get a lot of blank stares. And they say, isn't that intangible? Something that kind of takes care of itself. And isn't it a reactionary thing? It's not a proactive thing. And I always answer that question with yes and no. And I kind of go back to the culture of when I was at Oakley. And this was kind of what we call the bad boy days, the pre-IPO days. And the culture was ingrained from the top. Jim Gennard, the founder of Oakley, to this day is in my bloodline as to what Jim taught me and those that were part of that Oakley engine, was that we wanted to build a culture inside that we were always best in class, regardless of what the competition was doing. We had an attitude, we were cocky, but we knew if we maintained that culture and we maintained our leadership position and we stuck to the principles that Jim's ingrained into us, that we would always be successful, and that was the case. So that's a culture that, again, starts from the top. And all successful brands, visionary brands, need that visionary at the top. They need the Jim Gennards of the world. They need the Phil Knights of the world. They need the Steve Jobs of the world. And in order to drive that passion and that culture, and when I say these foundational principles of leadership to ensure that this culture gets ingrained inside the bloodlines, not only of the brand, but the community, those that are part of the lifestyle that we've built for this particular brand, in this case, Oakley or Nike, Apple, Adidas, whatever it is. This is all driven by a foundational principle driven by the leader at the top, that there is a vision for this brand. And part of that vision is the culture that you carry through to the brand and the lifestyle that you're ingraining with those people that wear your product. So to be a brand, you must first understand yourself and who you are and what you do. And then ingrain a singular voice around these principles and apply these in every segment of your business. And I say there's many areas that brands fall short. When we're out talking to brands, working with Liquid Mind or brands that I've been with before, is they feel, well, this is a product sales and marketing thing. It's not just a sales, marketing, and product thing. It's not just the power triad, as we talked about in earlier podcasts. This is something that's ingrained through accounting, operations. Everybody inside of that company is ingrained with this culture of who you are and what you do, and you're proud of that. So I love this quote from Nehru, Mr. Nehru. I won't try to pronounce his first name. But he says, a culture is a widening of the mind and of the spirit. And this goes back to Steve Jobs. And one thing I loved about Steve was, and I say that I love, the reason I love this quote for culture is a widening of the mind. So that's take chances, take risks, whatever it may be to be the best in class, you have to take risks. You also have to beyond think outside of the box, as Tom Peters said, blow up the box, start over again. And of the spirit. And I love that quote because culture is this spirit inside of a brand and inside of a company that is consistent and it's authentic and very few people have it. So when you look at a brand, again, culture is the widening of the mind and of the spirit. Think of culture as not a tangible thing. It's an intangible that everybody embraces. So in other words, creating an authentic culture driven by a passionate team and community collectively realizing your vision of who you want to be as a brand and a company. It's a beautiful concerto of everybody coming together with a consistent voice and a consistent theme as to who you want to be as a brand. And culture is such an important piece of this foundational principle of being a great brand. So brands who embrace this authentic culture are often led through servant leadership. It doesn't necessarily always mean it's the visionary. It's those that are ingrained with this culture. And servant leadership really takes the brand to the next level. Those that are selfish, those that don't want to give back, whether it's within the community, whether it's inside the brand, whatever it may be. This is often driven by certain servant leadership and really builds a point of difference. And what I say about servant leadership is those that is a proactive and self-sacrificing service that leads to a cohesive team loyal to a brand's long-term growth. And what I mean by that is a great example is that when new employees come into your company, number one, do they know who they're joining? And I say who, and I go back to who you are and what you do and ingraining that singular voice inside the brand. Do you know that yourself? So when you look at this servant leadership, it's really somebody who's helping those that are new to the brand that may not understand the culture or need help in making the brand better long-term, and you're selfishly giving back. So you want to make sure that whatever you do, that you're always giving back to the brand because you embrace passionately what your brand stands for and the culture of the brand as a leader. So many brands, and I'll use Patagonia as an example, are committed to being servant leaders, both inside and outside the brand. And the beauty of that is that with the lifestyle and the culture that we're in today outside of the four walls of a brand, being committed to something bigger than the brand is very important. So giving back whenever and wherever possible is important to a brand and important to a company, important to the team and the community that's part of that brand. So the commitment is carried through in their brand culture at Patagonia. And here's their anchoring statement specific to the culture. It says Patagonia supports environmental organizations with bold, direct action agenda and a commitment to long-term change. Again, I'll say Patagonia supports environmental organizations with bold, not non-bold, direct actionable agendas and a commitment to not a short-term change, but a long-term change. Understanding what the vision of Patagonia wants to do, they want bold ideas, they want a direct agenda as to what they're going to do with the funding from Patagonia, and they want a commitment to a long-term change. They don't want short-term change. They want to know that the money they're putting towards this is going to make a change, in this case, the environment. in whether it's global warming, whatever your opinion is on this, I feel that that's a truly self-bonding positioning statement for Patagonia and their culture. So what an awesome cultural statement that reflects the servant leadership and consistent brand voice. Again, when we look at servant leadership, is one who is proactive and self-sacrificing, that by doing this leads to a cohesive team loyal to a brand's long-term growth as servant leadership. And you'll see in almost every instance where a brand embraces servant leadership of those leaders and team underneath them that humbly gives credit to others for something that was successfully completed is servant leadership. You can only be a leader if you're humble, you're a servant, and you also embrace the culture of your brand. So the vision of Patagonia through founder Yvon Chouinard's eyes and carried through the brand and its team bloodlines were evident over the generations. The passion that's led to one of the world's most successful and admired brands. A vision to be a servant leader and to build a culture that lasts for generations is quite a vision. So I commend Patagonia and Yvon for putting together such a bold statement and sticking by it. And going back, now listen to this statement. What I love about this statement is that it's from backwards to forward looking. Is Patagonia supports environmental organizations with bold direct agenda and a commitment to long-term change. They're just not telling people that they give money to that's their commitment. They're also saying internally, this is what we want to do. And interestingly, when I see many positioning statements or bold statements made by brands, whether it's culture-driven, environmental-driven, they will tell others what they want them to do, but that voice changes internally. And that's why I mentioned this statement from Patagonia. There isn't anybody who's been with Patagonia or currently or since Yvon founded the company that can say that he ever pivoted from that statement. And that's the key to success when you look about building a statement for your culture. So again, this is one of the most admired brands out there, but admired because they stick to their foundational positioning of building a great culture and embracing change in the world. So for your brand, let's just say servant leadership can be carried through serving others without any hidden agenda. But it has to be for the betterment of the brand, employees, or customers on a global scale. Anybody can make that statement, but few commit to it. So by ingraining servant leadership into your culture, a brand can better communicate its values and vision to those looking to join your tribe. And I say the tribe is, Nike has no problem hiring people. Oakley had no problem hiring people. When you look at great brands that have an ingrained culture that's authentic, people are attracted to that brand to the point where they may be willing to join the company for less because of the culture that they built. It's for the love of the game, they call it. So those looking to join your tribe, they already understand as part of your community, you've communicated what your brand stands for, and that's driven through cultural leadership that does not pivot from what the original vision was of the brand and can be and is going to be. So however you do this, always, always keep it authentic. And I say keep it real and keep it value-driven. This is the anchor of servant leadership and building a great long-term culture for a brand. I've seen it succeed again and again. But you have to, again, be authentic, real, and value-driven in everything that you do. If you don't, people are going to notice it. People talk, social media spreads a lot faster on bad news than it does with good news. So be consistent, be authentic, and be real with whatever you do. And another cultural value that meshes with servant leadership is just as important as character. Character of your leader. A leader's character, which consistently follows through at all levels of your brand, builds loyalty and trust across your team. I can't emphasize this enough, is that we've all been part of companies and brands where leaders at the top say one thing and then do another thing. That's character driven. So understand, a culture can break and crack at its foundation because of character leadership issues. A leader with character issue often drives inconsistent or unauthentic leadership. Authentic character is a foundational principle of visionary leaders. And once it's broken, the entire foundation of a brand starts to crack. And I've seen it over and over again. Brands that, again, say one thing and do another start to crack at their foundation. Because culture is so important to a brand, because that's built off of trust and loyalty to the brand. Well, guess who needs that? Your team. Those who are part of your brand need that. And if severe enough, the whole brand may crumble. This, again, is how vital character is to a brand's viability. It's not the brand's success that builds a great team. It's a consistent vision, character, and servant leadership of its visionary. And that could be carried through if Yvonne goes away, if Steve goes away, if Phil goes away, because they've ingrained into the bloodline of that brand the culture of what they stand for, and that doesn't change. If it changes, that's where you start to see brands crack at the foundation, and it shows in their product, their communication, their engagement, and commitment to making the brand consistently best in class. And the other ones that are part of this cultural leadership, a diversity and values leadership. These are additional areas required to create a solid brand culture, a well-rounded, solid brand culture. You know, most brands I've seen fall short in these two areas, unfortunately. But it's many times not a lack of trying. They just don't understand the importance of maintaining both of these principles in order to succeed. You can't simply pick and choose when you're committed to these principles. You need to be 100% committed once they are set. To say one thing and do another creates confusion, breaks trust, and reduces loyalty. It's a given. Trust me. A great brand doesn't build character, doesn't build culture. It's through these consistent areas of what makes a brand and culture successful for generations. Saying one thing and doing another creates confusion, breaks trust, and reduces loyalty. These are critical foundations to a successful brand through its culture. You know, while at Oakley, I'd mentioned we kind of had this take no prisoners attitude, which bled through the entire brand culture and showed throughout our community and the loyalty to the brand. We were the visionaries, the category leaders, and we knew it. We were cocky and had an attitude. Best in class or nothing, Jim ingrained into us. So can you honestly say you understand and can answer this question? Who you are and what is your culture? If not, get to work and define these. Otherwise, you're a rudderless boat with no sense of direction or destination. Anchor yourself in your brand and servant leadership first with consistent character, defined values, and brand diversity. So in conclusion, I would say in order to build a culture that lasts for generations and is tangible, not only internally, but externally, Authentic and genuine, you must have the following. One, servant leadership. Give back to others for the betterment of the brand, community, or culture. Don't be selfish. Be humble. The second is leadership character. Be consistent in everything you say or do. Ensure that that's carried through the brand and the team members that you lead. That's what carries a brand for generations, is consistent leadership character. And diversity of people is number three, opinions and roles. Number four is value-driven principles. Always provide value back to your community. Think beyond the product. Think beyond what you're doing internally. What is going to keep them coming back to your brand? This is part of your culture. You're selling a lifestyle. Sell it. Don't be inconsistent. So again, the four areas in building a great culture: servant leadership, leadership character, diversity of people, opinions, and roles, and number four, values-driven principles. So these are the anchors to the foundation of any great brand and a culture which sustains and maintains its position to succeed. So thank you for joining me on the Visionary Chronicles today. I always say stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great. Enjoy your journey along the way. This is a podcast with the subject on my new book, The Visionary Brand, The Success Formula Behind the World's Most Visionary Brands, Amazon bestseller and Reader's Favorite Award winner. I appreciate that again so much for those of you who follow The Visionary Chronicles. And again, if you want to reach out to me at Brian at Liquid Mindsight, L-I-Q, and it's B-R-Y-A-N, at Liquid Mindsight, LiquidMindsite.com. And let me know your thoughts. But I would also appreciate any reviews. Passing the podcast along to others would be greatly appreciated. And as you have people sign up, and also people that join the Facebook account, the Twitter account that we have for the Visionary Chronicles, or directly on the Visionary Chronicles podcast, we do have giveaways each week. And then we also have the Visionary Chronicles visionary interviews as well. So if you've got a candidate or somebody you'd like us to interview for the Visionary Chronicles, let us know. We have some great interviews coming up. So again, thank you for your time. I appreciate you listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast, and we'll look forward to the next podcast.